Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Welcome to the show. Today we are discussing summer fun, family time well spent. So today let's talk about how you can still enjoy summer for those of us that are finding it hard to get away for a real vacation. There are places here in Atlanta area that one may enjoy by taking their family or just for themselves, just a little smaller getaway for a weekend, just to get away for themselves, something to do. Just to let everyone know, summer does not officially end until September the 21st, so you still have a little time to get out and do something in case you haven't. It's really hard during the beginning of the summer because everyone is on vacation. Everyone is doing something, and most of the places you may want to go is crowded. So you have some of us that like to go towards the end of the summer when the kids are, you know, going back to school or some of the colleges have started, or you may just do it over the Labor Day holiday, or just take a weekend just to get some satisfaction for the kids. So making memories and being there, having those special moments in life is very important for your family. A lot of kids these days, they look forward to having the summer vacation. One, they get a break from school, and two, they get to, you know, hang out and do things with their friends during the summer. So today we want to talk about how you can still enjoy your summer for those of us that haven't been able to. We understand that sometimes you may have those rough patches in life that, you know, make a financial burden on us and we don't have the money to enjoy the summer. Or you may work a 9-to-5 or you just don't have the vacation time built up to enjoy summer. So today we're going to just talk about and touch on some of the things that you can still do to just kind of enjoy yourself and enjoy time with your family and making some of those everlasting memories that most of the kids will remember and never forget, those impressionable moments and times in life. So here in Atlanta, there are a few places that we can go to, which are very family-oriented. One is like the World of Coca-Cola. You can go there and take all the different types of drinks at the World of Coca-Cola. My family and I, we've actually enjoyed it. It's a museum of every soft drink that Coca-Cola has. Who don't like Coca-Cola products? Some people do and some people don't, but at least you can go and try it. Another place that you can go is the Georgia Aquarium. Now, the Georgia Aquarium has over 120,000 animals. And it's a really, really fantastic place to take your children. Not only is it educational, but it's also a nice, fun family activity to do over the weekend. Some of you may want to keep it simple and go to Centennial Park. In 1996, I believe, that's where the Olympic, the Centennial Olympic Park was held, and they have some historical facts and monuments down there where you can actually read, and you can bring a picnic basket, some lawn chairs, and just enjoy time running around. I know when I go with my family, there's an area that has a little water, and a lot of kids like to run and run through the water when they have the system up and running. So it's pretty much like a little water sprinkler system, I guess, if you just what you want to call it, that the kids can run through. It's actually pretty fun and exciting to see them running through it. Another place is CNN Center, and that's another place that's actually uniquely a unique place to go and visit. It gives your kids the opportunity to see what goes on behind the scenes for the TV shows and the TV network. And there are so many, 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 many other places that you can go to. Six Flags is also one that is here in the Atlanta area. A lot of people like that. There is another place, Whitewater, and there are some new places that have, become popular. Sky Zone is a nice little family indoor trampoline park place that you can go to. And there's just so many other things that you can do where you and your family can enjoy that time and have so much fun and make those good memories. So understanding that there are some times that, we do work that 9 to 5 and we are unable to get off from work and we may not have the vacation time, there are a few tips for making the most out of your summer while you're working your full-time job. So one is grab some foldable chairs. Keep a couple of the foldable camping chairs at the office so you and a coworker can catch some sun rays during lunch. Now, this is for those of us that just want a little personal getaway, not necessarily always with the family, or if you've done something with the family and you just wanted to take a break. These are some of the things that you could do even at work while you're working. Keep a beach bag in your car. Keep a bag full of summer supplies for favorite summer activities. Have a bag full of towels, sunscreen, and swimwear, and just to keep yourself prepared. Friends always want to go to the pool after work, so this way you're covered just in case something happens and maybe your family calls and tells you that they want to go to the pool when you get out from work. All you have to do is just come prepared. You can meet them right at the pool. Plan an office outing. Plan an office field trip to the beach, the park, or the pool. Just do something fun so your brains can recharge and refresh. Sometimes that's needed. When we get to the point where we are imagining ourselves sitting on a beach, covered in sunscreen, reading our favorite book, drinking our favorite drink, under the cool shade of an umbrella, and then reality sets in that you're still at work. So you have to think of other things that you can do that can kind of compromise, okay, I can't take a vacation, but I can take a personal mini vacation for myself. Because after work, sometimes it's hard, especially when we have, you know, other activities to do. And during this time, school is back in for the Atlanta area, so you may find it a little hard to actually do half of these things that you may want to do for yourself. Organize group walks. While you're at work, get a bunch of people together and go on regular walks around town. If you work in the downtown area, that's a good time to go walking. They have the, depending on where you work, some areas you can take the tunnels and you could just go for a little walk. And they have a little shopping and things like that down there if you work in the downtown area. Or you can just walk to the closest ice cream shop on your lunch break. Go to a park on your lunch break if you work near a park. There are some areas that, depending on where you work, you can just find just a little bit of peace of mind if you get away from the workplace. So find those little areas. It may even be a recreational center, like a tennis center or something of that nature. I know I have one next to my job. We have a little tennis center, and we also have a park that is around the street from us where I work at. So it's nice to sometimes just get away from the office just for myself and go over there and take a little bit of a breather. You can eat lunch at the park. Call your family and plan a lunch meeting with them. Have your lunch basket already packed. Ask them to come up there and meet you for lunch. When you find yourself eating out, you can substitute that and do it with your family. So obviously, most of us do go out to eat for lunch. How many of us are actually having your family come and meet you for lunch when they're able to? Understanding not all the times that all the family can meet you, but every now and then, especially during the summer, if you haven't had a summer vacation, be creative. You can always set that time, that little lunch hour that you get, set it aside and say, hey, this Friday, why don't y'all join me for lunch? And you can go outside, go to a pizza place, eat outside rather than eating inside. That'll give you more of a feel of what you're doing. Understanding that eating out every day isn't really a feasible option for most of us. So you can always look at alternatives such as the packing of lunch, as we mentioned, and go to a park on your own time and eat at a picnic table, too. Organize office sports. This is whether it's setting up an official office sports team or just messing around with your colleagues a few times a week playing a sport is a great way to get out and enjoy the weather. Feel nearby? Try setting up some slow-pitch softball games or see if you can get a basketball net for the office so you and a few coworkers can shoot some hoops at lunch. So, again, we're going over things that you can do in case you are working a 9-to-5 and you can't find that time to get away and do things with your family. And you can do some office sports with your coworkers, but you can also do a flip side and invite your family out. You have an hour to just do something creative. So those things are actually pretty good and pretty reasonable to do, but you also want to try to include your family at all times, or when you can, when it's feasible. But we'll go back and we'll talk about some, there's a few more things that you can do as while you're working your 9-to-5. One of them is join a professional group. Now, everyone loves networking. So during the summer, these professional networking groups often have fun events. They may do mixers, they may have little parties, they may do meet and greets, things of that nature. I attend a few networking events. I arrange meetings with some colleagues and things of that nature, just to kind of put my headspace in a different, get my mind in a different headspace, I should say. So it's always good to network during the summer. It's always a fun time. You can also plan an office barbecue. Get your grill out. Talk to your department. Talk to your boss. See if you can set up a barbecue. Ask everyone to contribute and bring a dish. It's the summer, after all, so a lot of people do like barbecuing during the summer. So another thing that we can do is wake up early. And I know it's hard, some of us, me included, to wake up early and do something. Nice. If you can do that, I'm encouraging you to do that. And that'll actually help you start your day off right. Strategically use your time off. When you go on vacation, or if you get a vacation day or your holiday, what do you typically do? Do you run around trying to do all the household stuff that you've been missing and trying to get done, or do you take that time out and spend some fun activity being with your family? I do both. In the mornings while my boys are asleep, I may go out and do some ripping and running around, trying to take care of some business things. But my boys, they kind of sleep until like noon. So I'm typically home around 1. It gives them time to get up and get out of the bed. And they mope around the house for like an hour. But after that, we normally try to go out and do some fun things. Whether it's just going out to Zaxby's and getting them something to eat, things like that. So I do try to make time out with my kids when I can. During the summer is actually a little bit difficult because we all have different schedules. So one of my children his whole month is already booked and planned out for him. So it's kind of hard to do things with him. But during the week, when he's available and my younger son is available, we'll go out in the evening time and we'll do some things. During the holiday time, depending on the holiday, we may barbecue and grill and we go outside, and they like to throw the football and things like that. I'm not going to say I throw the football because I don't really throw the football. But I do like to play around with them. So we may go out there and just mess around, play kickball or something like that. We have dogs, so we may run them and do things of that nature. It's always fun and I try to make it as fun as I can with them. Last year, we wasn't able to do a real summer vacation, so we actually just went for a few days. We went to Callaway Gardens, which is in not too far from LaGrange, Georgia. But it was really fun, and it was really nice just to get away. And my kids actually enjoyed it. We did, like, some of the deer walks. We did some bike trails. We went to, they have this, like, beach there, and we went there. We stayed, I think we stayed, like, 3 days, but while we was there, we was able to eat out at the different places that was around there in the restaurant at the hotel cabin that we were staying in. And we went to, like, a bird show. So they learned about some nature. And we went to the butterfly exhibit, which was actually nice as well. So those types of things they actually enjoyed. And it was funny because this year we wasn't able to do a real summer vacation. However, I still did some things with my kids as far as, you know, taking them to stores and shopping and things like that that is around here. It's not actually far away from us. So we enjoy doing that during the summer. And the summer isn't over, so who knows if we will continue and do something else. I might find something else for us to do. So the last thing, which may and may not be reasonable for you, is bike to work. Now, I know in the Peachtree City area, a lot of people use golf carts. And I don't really see a whole lot of people taking a bike to work or walking to work. But if you are one of the lucky few that lives within walking or biking distance from work, take advantage of it. Not only will you get plenty of that good old-fashioned fresh air, but you'll also save gas, which is always a plus. So those were the 11 types of ways that you can enjoy your 9-to-5 and enjoy your summer. So let's circle back and talk about some of these things that we can still go and do as a family. Now, there are a lot of festivities that go on locally within your county of where you live. I'm not sure where everyone is, but I know Fayette County and Coweta County, they normally have the fair that may come, even though I think it comes during the fall, but they have little festivals and carnivals that come through. I've seen where they have the Taste of, I know Fayetteville, they have the Taste of Fayette market that goes on down there. That is a actually nice place to go and do. Atlanta do a Taste of Atlanta, and I think it comes during the summer. There's always concerts, there's festivals that come. There's so many things that you can do. You just have to find out what does your family like and what does your family like to do that is feasible for you and your family. You don't want to put yourself in a financial bind trying to do something for the summer. So look for some of those financial friendly activities that you can do, such as going to the park or doing some of the Monkey Joe's or the Sky Zone. Or, you know, just taking your kids out for a few hours over the weekend. So whatever you do, try to make those memories for your kids, because it's the positivity that they will remember, and they will always appreciate you trying to make a good impression or make those family memories for them. And hopefully, when they get older, they'll pass them down to their kids and their loved ones. So if you're able to go on a cruise during the summertime, do that. If you're able to just go shopping, do that. If you're able to go to somewhere locally, to the picnic, to a park, to any of these amusement parks and festivals that may come to town, do that. If you're, whatever you're able to do, we encourage you to do that, and do it not only as an individual, as yourself, but do it with your family. So at the end of the day, we are really urging you to make a positive impression on your children, understanding and knowing exactly what your circumstance or what your situation may be. Some kids may get it, some kids may not, but at the end of the day, it's those memories that you want to leave amongst your children. So that's all we have for you today, and we want to thank you for joining us. And we understand and we know we have been a little the map, but please rest assured you will see more from Sisters for Society. We have not stopped working. We're continuously working. We're doing so many things and have so many plans lined up for next year. And we're actually going to be making some changes to our podcast and how we are doing those as well. So stay tuned and continue to follow us. If you haven't been on our website, we're urging you to go on our website and see what we're doing. Next month, we'll talk about the back-to-school blues. Everyone should be well settled into school, and we'll talk about how you got prepared for school and what you're still doing to get prepared for school. So after next month, on September the 25th, we'll make some special announcements for you to keep you in the loop of what's going on. We want to also, at this time, thank you for joining us. And don't forget to visit us on our website, which is www.sistersforsociety.org. And you can also go on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram, which is Sisters4Society. Find us everywhere, follow us everywhere, tweet us, like us, because we love you. Thank you for joining us for today, and we'll